And I was trying to load this. I'm having issues in here. My computer's not wanting to work.
Oh, please whine.
Yeah.
Make me feel at home.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by these Wall Street protesters. All right. Because they're saying that they're going to keep protesting. They're going to keep. What exactly are they protesting? Does anybody know?
What are they protesting?
Do they even know?
What are they protesting against? Not enough parking places on Wall Street, or what?
Is it? I'm not. That's just it. I mean, is it? Is it? You know, what the devil is it all about? But they're protesting Wall Street, and so so Michael Moore had to show up, and then Susan Sarandon had to show up, and so now all the Hollywood types are having to go out there and make their presence felt. So Michael Moore waddled out there and made sure that everyone saw him.
That's
and that,
right.
He got in front of the cameras with his
sweaty hair under his baseball cap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, would it kill you to at least try to clean up your appearance a little bit? Good grief.
Yeah, like have a salad, man.
And I'm not even talking about that. Okay, I'm talking about just wear something that looks like you didn't pull it off your mom's floor in your room that you haven't cleaned in 38 years. just a suggestion.
Well, maybe you have him pegged.
Maybe so. Who knows? Interestingly enough, Chris Christie once again says, "I really, 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 really am not running for president." But the speeches he's giving and the places he's giving them sure would almost beg to differ otherwise.
Yeah.
He was at the Reagan Library last night. Capacity crowd, about 900 people. And he told the crowd, to look at the website politico.com because they have pieced together a long string of video clips saying he's not a candidate for the White House, but later said he was flattered by suggestions that he should run in 2012, but added, quote, "that reason has to reside inside me," end quote. Nancy Reagan was in attendance, and he lashed out at Congress. I mean, he sounded like a presidential candidate. So, and this is a direct quote from his speech yesterday, quote, "We watch a Congress at war with itself because they are unwilling to leave campaign-style politics at the Capitol's door. The result is a debt ceiling limitation debate that made our democracy appear as if we could no longer effectively govern ourselves," end quote. That does not sound like the governor of a single state. That sounds like a man who is running for much higher office. So,
well, when I look at Chris Christie, yeah, and again, this don't mean to be offensive or anything like that, but it's the truth. I do not recall a presidential even candidate, at least in my lifetime, who has been physically appearing as unfit as he does.
Well,
he's a large man.
Well, and you bring up a good point, as disturbing as it is.
Well, it's a point that says, are people going to vote for a person who, seems to be that unhealthy?
Right.
He's obese, is what he is. If you see him, he's an obese man. And, whether he would address that if he got seriously into the race, who knows? So.
Well, it would make for an easy target. Okay. For the opposition, that would be because the shallow nature of politics. Excuse me, the shallow nature of political commentary and the shallow nature of the American electorate would make him an easy target. I'm not going to vote for that fat guy.
Yeah. Well, with McCain, because of his age, and people talked. Well, could he serve, a term or two terms at his age?
Oh, yeah, because the Republicans have never rolled out a doddering old white man to run for president
right.
before.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Dole. I didn't see you standing there.
Yeah.
I mean, with no disrespect to Bob Dole and his service to our country or anything like that, don't go off the deep end on my commentary. But at the same time, was he the best there was in 1996?
Well,
I know what you mean by saying he sounds presidential the way he's speaking, and I get that, but he doesn't sound like any modern president I've seen, and that's actually why I like him. I've had people.
He resonates.
I've been chastised for saying, people say, I know what you believe, Patrick, but Chris Christie's not that guy. He's not that guy you are, and I know that. But the thing is, Chris Christie says what he believes, and I believe that he believes what he says. And I think that's what resonates with me, because even where I disagree with him, he's at least told me what I need to disagree with, and he's not saying it just for my benefit.
Nope. And the reason why it could be cause for alarm with the Republicans now is because of a new Zogby poll is out, and this is kind of surprising.
I'm not surprised.
Well, Oh, did you see it?
Herman Cain?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. I like that guy, too.
Herman Cain is the top choice of 28% of poll respondents. That is hardly a resounding endorsement by Republican voters. But it's a Zogby poll that came out that shows Herman Cain is at the top of the Republican field at 28%. Rick Perry has fallen to 18%. This is a precipitous fall. It really is. And it has a lot to do with his performance in Orlando last week. We talked yesterday about how some people are already starting to write the obit for the Rick Perry presidential campaign. How quickly have we gone from run, Rick, run to this, to here we are. Now people are pronouncing the Perry campaign almost DOA. And that's hyperbolic. I mean, that's not where we are. But Romney's at 17%, and if you're the Romney camp, that can't make you feel good either, that you're at 17%, 1% behind, 1 point behind Rick Perry, but you're 11 points behind Herman Cain. Ron Paul's at 11%, and that's pretty much where he has stayed. Here's the interesting thing, and Patrick, I don't know if you caught this or not. The poll was conducted after the debate in Orlando, but it was before Herman Cain won the Florida straw poll.
Oh, interesting. No, that does make a difference in my mind.
So somewhere in between, you have Herman. It would lead you to believe that if this poll was done after he had won the straw poll, that perhaps that percentage would be even higher, because people are influenced by results of different polls and things that they see in the news. And if they see that, they say, oh, well, gosh, if he resonates with the people of Florida, then that must be the guy I need to vote for. Yes, I like this Herman Cain guy because mm-hmm. that's what somebody tells me. That's who somebody tells me I need to vote for. Now, that's voting for someone for all the wrong reasons, and don't do that. Do your own research. And I know. Oh, but I'm busy because Dancing with the Stars was on last night. But this is serious business here. I mean, if you actually do care about the direction of the nation, you will take just a second to at least try to educate yourself a bit. By the way, Michelle Bachmann, you may step aside over here. She's at 4%.
Oh, good.
She is just below John Huntsman. And, the reason I think you're seeing this push for people to get Chris Christie to run is... And it makes you wonder, is it because Chris Christie resonates? Is it because people actually agree with him? Or is it perhaps a sign of some degree of desperation?
Oh, I think that is, because even Chris Christie himself said that he lambasted the current Republican field and just said, I think people are asking me to run because they don't like what they see, and frankly, I don't either.
Yeah, it's not that, and the last thing the Republicans can afford to have is that when they search for the one and only in 2012, mm-hmm. that they don't get the one, they just have the only. You don't want someone who's just he is the least offensive of the people we could find that were interested in running for president. The concerns about Herman Cain, it's not to say that what he say doesn't make sense, what he says doesn't make sense, because it absolutely does. But Herman Cain is he's polarizing, if Herman Cain wins the nomination, the one thing that would make it extremely fascinating is, do you know, you realize what is then neutralized in 2012,
yes.
And that's the race card.
Mm-hmm.
The race card is neutralized at that point. Neither side can play it. And that would be refreshing, quite frankly, because, we played the clip earlier this week from Morgan Freeman, who immediately said, because the Tea Party wanted Obama out, the only reason they wanted him out was because he was a black president. And I could not disagree with that anymore. If the economy was good, if things were good, if people were optimistic about the future of this country, and there was still this resounding, we have to get this man out of office, okay, you know what? I would be inclined to agree with you at that point, that it is racism. But you know what? No one feels good about the future of this country right now. His approval rating is now, according to this Zogby poll, at 42%. Now, that's a little bit better of 39% back in September, earlier this month. But his approval numbers are holding fairly steady, but his disapproval is bouncing around a little bit. He was at 57% disapproval. He was at 61% earlier. And perhaps, there's any number of things. We'd have to know the methodology about that, and, there are different... There are different other things, and it just depends on how you want to take polls into question. But, and we'll just remind you, we still have a long way to go, but it is fascinating to me how this is playing out. And once again, if nothing else, what is fascinating to me is that this Republican campaign is overall, it's moving at light speed compared to what we saw even in 2008. I think anyway. That's my perception of it. You know, 2004, 2000 was a different ball of wax. You know, that was the last time we had a president that could not run. 2008 was the last time we had a president that could not run for re-election.
Mm-hmm. Or vice president. Right.
Oh, no, just a president.
Yeah, just a president. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2008, we had, you know, no incumbent. Right?
But mm-hmm. 2000, we had it before that. Mm-hmm. But the influence of, you know, these instant polls, Twitter, Facebook, that was not felt in 2000. It was felt in 2008, but now it just seems like it is a constant presence in 2012. And, you have the pictures of people are going after Perry gangbusters. And again, you know, his poll numbers are starting to reflect that. Hello.
Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. This is Chase. I'll be right with you just a second. It's 6:48 News Talk 1620 WTAW.